like really like cheesy. You
know? Cheesy? What? Yeah.
So you think the mic smelled cheesy?
Yeah.
Why cheesy? Like what type of cheese?
What type of cheese
this?
Is that?
I don't know.
I kind of want to try the cheese. Parmesan.
I don't know.
It's a little bit.
Yeah.
I can see where you're coming from.
Where do you keep these mics? Do you keep them in the fridge with the cheese?
Yeah. They're in my cheese drawer.
In your cheese drawer?
No, just in my room. I have a cheese drawer.
Yeah. You got to send the mics cheese. For, you know, the guests. So that
yeah.
they have.
So they come in, they have like this beautiful, delicious
Parmesan
cheese.
Cheese.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Really.
Aroma.
Yeah. Doing
anyway.
The podcast.
Anyway,
welcome
everyone to.
I guess that's the start.
That's the intro. Episode 11 of the P1 Dance Podcast. Woo,
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 yeah,
woo!
Yeah.
11. My name is Joshua Page. With me hosting today is Ryan.
My name's Ryan.
Yes, and our special guest today, our interviewee is.
Yes, I am Andy from Project One.
Woo. Yeah. Yeah, welcome Andy. How are you doing today, man?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Yes. It's really cold outside.
It is kind of cold.
So it's like, I'm kind of like still warming up a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah, I'm not excited for the video shoot we have
no.
to do later today.
Yeah, and it's up on a mountain, so
it's
the wind is
freezing. Make sure you bring a jacket, man.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea. Thanks for looking out for me, Ryan. Anyway, so, yeah, we're here to interview Andy today. So, Andy, how long have you been dancing for?
I've been dancing for, well, I've been with PB since 2014.
Okay.
Yes. And then right. before that, I just like, kind of like mucked around, you know, just danced in my
as
time as like a pastime thing, like a hobby.
Yeah. yeah so the people who have listened to Ryan's episode would know that Ryan and Andy kind of started their dance journey together.
Mm. I'm more curious about like how before we kind of met because like. That's a lot of what I don't know. So it's like, how did you actually like begin, like all the way back there?
Okay, all right. Like, so
in the beginning.
In the beginning.
All right. So like when I was around about like in like grade 3, so that's when I was like 9 years old.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, I thought like dance was like really like weird at
yeah.
first. I was like, I don't get why people dance. Like, I just thought it was like a weird thing.
Yeah.
And then my parents were like always like being like, "Hey, you should try out dance." And I've been like, "Oh, no." Like,
yeah.
I don't want to take dance classes.
That ain't me.
I don't want to do dance.
Dance is weird.
Yeah.
Dance is whack.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't really appreciate it like enough back then. Of course we like all appreciate it now. But, like, yeah. yeah, so I just thought it was like a weird thing to do. And then I just got into just listening to music first, right?
Yeah.
And then
what type of music?
It was MJ, Michael Jackson.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, grade 3, like
yes.
9 years old. Yeah.
Yes.
And yeah, I listened to like so many of his songs, right?
Yeah.
And then even like, yeah, just watch videos on like YouTube and like we got like some of his DVDs and stuff. And
yeah, yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, I just saw him like dance on the screen and I was like, oh, I like his like character and style. Like it was like pretty iconic, you know? Like
he's very MJ.
Yeah. And then I was just like trying it out. And then I was like, hey, this is kind of fun. Yeah.
Right.
And then I was just trying to like imitate him at the time. And then, yeah, during that time, I was also, yeah, like I was singing grade 3. So like you'd have those like school discos and stuff.
Yes.
And then I'd go and try and be like Michael Jackson
yes.
and be like, yeah, dance around. And then there's like, yeah, there's like a video, right?
Yeah.
I need to see these yeah. videos.
I need to
I
send
need
it.
To see these videos.
But it's like, me dancing as MJ.
Ooh.
When I was like 9. And
yes.
it's like, yeah, it's a fun video.
It's a fun video.
I was very energetic. I don't know if I sent it to you or not, but
I think you sent me a different one, but I can't find it right now.
Everyone has such like iconic like starts to their dance.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
And then mine was literally just my mom said, "Hey, you should do this." I was like, "Okay."
Okay.
Sure.
I'll do it.
And he's like years of watching.
I watched
trying
Michael
to
Jackson
and
studied his style.
Yes, studied.
And replicated it in my own.
And then afterwards, yeah, after that, like 2012, right? That's when Party Rock Anthem came
yes.
out.
Yes,
and then
yes.
I was like shuffling. And that's all I did.
This
that's
is my calling.
Until like 2013.
And oh,
that's
2017.
When I met, that's
2017.
When I, that's yeah. when I met. That's when I met Ryan, and then, yeah, and then he knew me as like the dude that shuffled.
Yeah.
That shuffling guy. Yeah.
The shuffling guy.
Yeah. Year 7 camp, was it?
Mm, yep.
Yeah. There was also like a disco. And then, yeah, I just remember just
busting out them.
Busting out SpongeBob. Yeah. The stuff. Running Man and SpongeBob.
That was like, because that was how we like first connected, I guess. Like we saw each other and we were like, oh my god.
No, the first time we connected was behind the Performing Arts Center.
Right.
Oh, let's hear this. Yeah. I want to hear this.
And then yeah, we were like, hey. It was like this. It was like, hello. And you were like, hi. And then I was like, so you're Ryan, right? And then you were like,
so you're Andy.
Yeah. And then I was like, I was like 13 and I was like, you want to fight?
And I was like, oh, yes!
We were like, what's up?
And then we fought. Yeah.
How was that fight? Who won?
Ryan no did because he kicked me in the thigh.
Okay, oh, okay. Yes. Come on.
The iconic thigh kick. Love it.
Later on.
Love it. Yeah. That little did they know that would be a running joke for several years. Yeah.
I think what's interesting about your start though is like it's interesting how much we can be influenced nowadays by like videos and like, you know, DVDs or like YouTube and everything like that. Whereas like back in the day that was less common. Or I guess like the DVD and stuff, like people would put VHS tapes in, right? And that's how like the culture really spread to places, I guess, outside of America when it first started. So I guess like in a sense it's like a callback to, you know, how a lot of other people started. But in our own 21st century
kind of
spin.
Way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's really cool though. Like I remember listening to a lot of Michael Jackson when I was a kid too.
Mm.
And like, man, he was such an iconic person.
Mm.
And like, you're right, there's just something about the way he was and like the way he acted when he performed.
Yeah.
No one else was like him. Like no one else was like him. People tried, but no one else was like him.
Mm.
And I feel like he inspired a lot of people to either start dancing or either start singing, you know? Cause yeah, he was a really influential person. So
yeah. Like there are like all those allegations, you know, against him and stuff. But that's like
that's a whole different side of the story.
I feel like I don't know if this is a controversial take. A hot take.
Hot take, controversial one?
No, it's not. This is not my
this
hot
is
take.
Not the hot take.
But like can you separate the artist from the art? You know? So it's like maybe these things were true about him, but can you separate him and who he was to the art he produced?
Yeah. Right. You're right.
So it's like that's just a question.
Because there's like a lot of people who I guess have done poor things in their lives, but like they're still really talented and what they do. So
it's like
can you look past that and still appreciate their art?
Do you discount everything that they've done or not? Up to you. That's up to you.
Okay. Anyway, back to Andy. Back to Andy. So yeah, you met Ryan about 13 years old.
Yeah.
And from there, you guys just started jamming together. How did that sort of lead you to that amazing audition piece that we all know and love?
Right. Okay. So I joined PB because I was like looking for dance classes because I was getting into it. So during 2014. Yeah, I think 2014. I just Googled like just dance classes, like hip hop dance classes in Canberra. And then Project Beat was the first one that came up. So like, went there, did like a term or two, and then I invited Ryan, and then we thought it was like pretty cool, a good place to like learn just like foundations and like just improve ourselves as dancers. So auditions came up, and then I was like, hey Ryan, you want to audition? And then we're like, we got to think of a piece, right?
Yeah.
We got to think of a piece. But at the time, like, we were also like watching all of these other like videos and stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
And then we were just like, let's just do like routines from there, like completely bite.
Yeah, let's just take their routines.
And just like take it and use it in an audition. So
we did.
So you did. Yeah. And then like that was, you know, Iconic.
Iconic. Iconic.
Everyone thought it was amazing and thought, how did these guys come up with this? Little did we know they didn't. They didn't come up with it.
That's kind of like, there's this concept that it's like, as an artist, you have to like steal from everyone.
Mm.
But like a bad artist would steals from one person, but a good artist steals from 1,000 people. So it's like, because everything is so interconnected nowadays, there's like rarely original ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if you can steal from like thousands of people, are you looking at a bird right now?
Yes, there was a bird.
This is very interesting content. But like, if you steal from like 1,000 people, then what you have will be original because it's your own interpretation of these 1,000 different ideas.
Yeah. I feel you. Mm. Yeah, no, it's so hard to find original stuff.
Mm.
Anywhere anymore.
So it's like, yeah, draw inspiration from wherever you can and whatever you can so that you can create something that will be unique to you, but it doesn't have to be like, you don't have to sit there in a room and be like, all right, what's new? What hasn't been done before? And you just like keep thinking and keep racking your mind.
Yeah.
It's like you take all the experiences and everything that you've been through to create something that is unique.
Yeah. And, but, I've noticed like whenever we like sort of interview every person, we don't really talk about like where they are present in their dance
That's
career.
True.
And like we talk a whole lot about their past. So Andy, I want you to tell me, instead of more about your past, tell us where you are right now in your dancing. And what's happening?
But we missed like a whole chunk there. How he got from then, the audition, to like all the way up to now.
Well, like we knew that how he got into P1, like we said, you know, he met you and then the audition, that's like the part leading up to P1.
But then after
and
that,
now, to yeah, all now the, it's the journey present. Till now.
Okay, okay. That's what I mean. I like, thought you were just his, asking about now.
No. Okay, like his journey to now. How, like where he's, what's changed about him and his dance?
Journey till now. Okay, so yeah, let's just bring it back all the way to...
when he was born.
Let's bring it back to 2014 again. Yeah, so yeah, we're just taking foundational classes, hip-hop foundational classes first.
Mm.
And then... yeah, I took a year off 2015, came back in 2016, auditioned for Project One.
Wow.
Still taking those foundational classes, still trying to find, like, what works for me. So I was, like, trying out different styles at first. And then I think, yeah, I just kept on doing that until, like, around 2016, 2017-ish.
I like how you remember all these years.
Yeah, that's... dude, I don't even know how long I've been dancing.
Yeah, 2016, 2017-ish, I was, like... like battling with Ryan and Rob, and then
oh yes,
well like, yeah,
yes, that's what, I love this moment.
Yes, you've heard this story before, but yeah, I was just like, I got to improve, so I was just like, I chose. I just decided that I had to improve, so I just trained breaking, and then yeah, it became like. My main style, yeah, you'd say it's my main style. But yeah, I just really wanted to like, I had like this fire, right?
Mm.
And I was like, I really got to get good, just improve in dance. And then like, everything was new too, because I was learning so much. And like, you have that like feeling, right?
Yeah.
When you like, when you're learning something and you're like passionate about it, that like you absorb like all this information like a sponge. And it's like so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that feeling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, it's like all of this like information was just like, right into me,
and then slapped Andy in the face, everything. And he's like, "Whoa!"
Yeah, and then yeah, I was like really interested in like footwork, so like, yeah, just like footwork is just like all of the movement like that you do on the floor with your legs, like usually like it's like the main. Kind of direction you go in is like circular and stuff.
Yeah. But
what
like everyone today thinks is break dancing.
Break dancing.
Yes. But yeah, and then, yeah, recently I've been trying to get into more house as well.
Woo!
So
house
good.
Dance. So
explain to them what house is.
House. Oh, okay. So it's like, it's kind of more like, I'd say, like a groovier slash more like kind of like feeling kind of dance. And then, yeah, you can really utilize those grooves, and there's also like a footwork aspect to it where you like yeah, move around with your feet. And it's like you're gliding across the floor. Mm. Yeah, it looks really cool and like really like smooth and flowy. Yeah, but yeah, those are just some of the things. Yeah, I like about House. Yeah,
House is very tiring.
Yes,
very tiring.
It's a lot of leg work, cardio.
It's cardio,
as well.
So much cardio.
Like, but yeah, I've only just begun, so like there's so much more to.
Yeah,
more
and already you're a beast, Andy.
So good.
Thank you.
I remember like when he started training it. And then you just saw him like every,
I got so
every
excited,
like
yeah.
week. He was like, oh my God, he's so much better. Oh my God, he's so much better.
I got so excited.
Yeah. And then you're like, okay, versus Andy in House. You're like, all right. Okay, this is cool. I'm out.
Yeah. No, oh, wait. Yeah, the reason why I got into it was because of our routine.
Mm.
Right?
Because we had a house routine.
Yeah, we had a house routine in our like whole HHI routine.
Yeah, if you look back at our...
It was the third 2019
practice.
2019.
The bit is like House rules.
Yeah. At the time, I didn't really know how to like incorporate the jack into like House.
Mm.
So like the person who choreographed the routine, I just asked them like how do you do this?
Mm,
right.
Mm.
And he just kind of explained it to me.
This is
I
June,
did it.
By
yeah,
the way.
June. Yeah. But yeah, I kind of like got the feeling, sort of, and I was like, oh, I think I can, like, go further with this, so I, like, just took up House classes and stuff.
Dope. And, like, I think something you did miss that I found really interesting when you told me was, like, how you, the moment that you first, like, you saw breaking and you were like, that's kind of what I want to do. Do you remember, like, when you told me that story?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want to tell it now?
I think, like, what we were talking about before, right? Like, watching videos and stuff. Mm. Like, getting sources or, like, getting inspiration from just, like, external things, right? Really influences the way, you want to go, your decisions.
Yeah.
Mm. And, like, for dance, I was just, like, watching... like these breaking videos, and I saw just like the exchange between just two people, and it was like really fun to watch, and I was that's something I want to like get into. And then I was just training breaking, and it's like, oh, you want this to be your main style? And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? Yeah.
Dope.
I love how like kind of like polar opposites yet so similar House and breaking are.
Mm.
Like in terms of like sort of the speed and the movement, House and breaking have a lot of similarities at times,
right.
But in terms of feeling, complete polar opposites. Like breaking can be so aggressive and like really like
in
your face, and House is like, it's such a vibe.
Yeah, it's
very vibes. Like groovy, chilled, like it's almost it's a house party.
Yeah
mm. That's like, you know, it's that feeling.
Mm.
But yeah, I like how you've got both. You can go
breaking
really aggressive, or you can go House really chill. So,
and also like
best of both worlds.
Yeah, it's also like, it's cool seeing your inspirations and everything like bleed through in your dance as well.
Mm.
And it's like I was saying before, you're not like biting someone's style, but you're like taking all these different ideas and stuff, because I think your side of breaking also, like you can also, like you can be really aggressive with breaking, but you especially are really good at like also being really chill with the breaking.
And gliding through it.
So it's like, like being really smooth, really chill, really like laid back. It's like almost those more jazzy kind of breaking tracks, and you're just like grooving with it. Yeah.
Sick.
I find that really dope.
100%. Yeah. That's really cool.
So like now where you think you are and like taking all that into account, where do you want to go moving forward?
Moving forward, just like, I would say I just want to like excel in those styles, I guess. Just keep on working on them. And
just
like,
get good.
Yeah, get even better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's like the main thing, especially with House since it's new to me.
Mm.
Like, I feel like there's so much more to learn. So, and yeah, also with breaking, like there's like heaps more to learn.
Yeah.
Like you can never stop. You know,
yeah, that's the thing. It's so interesting. Like, there's no peak.
Yeah.
With any of this. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess like
the only peak is your
the one you put upon yourself.
Yes.
Nice.
Thank you for finishing that.
You yourself.
I was like, I knew what I was trying to say, but I didn't know how to say it, so it just came out like that.
Yes. 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 So I guess one other question I had for you in terms of your dance is like, I find that you can feel the like certain music a certain way, and then I think this is with everyone, but like you have a type of music that suits you and like that you really feel. So it's like, how do you, I guess, identify that, understand that, and then also like try and use that to your advantage in battles where like you don't actually know which song is coming up?
This is a good question.
Yes, it is.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I guess.
Well, I keep doing that. I've done it like 3 times. Oh, I hate it. I'm going to stop.
Well, I guess like, yes, certain music that you hear like makes you feel like
some type of way.
Yeah, some type of way.
But.
And then others are like different. Yeah. So like,
right.
Obviously it'll affect like to some extent, like the way you dance. But yeah, I just, what was the question? Like the way I interpret the.
Yeah, the way you kind of identify and interpret the music. Like, so you, if you hear a song and you're like, oh, this is a song I would definitely vibe to. And then you kind of interpret what the song is saying into your dance. So it's like, how do you do that?
Right. Okay. So
what do you listen to in a song that like makes you go, oh, I like this. I want to dance to this.
Right. Probably just, I guess like firstly energy that it gives off.
Yeah.
Like if it's like really like as you were saying before, like calm, jazzy,
yeah.
Like chill. Or if it's like really like energetic, hardcore, like,
yeah.
Bah, 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 bah,
yeah,
bah, bah,
like power or like, yeah, it's just like, these little things that you can like pick up in a song, like the energy of the song first. Yeah. And then like, I think there's something you were telling me before, like, you like envision like yourself, like in a place.
Yeah.
Like, right. When you hear certain types of music. Right. And then you can also like kind of, build like a character.
Yes.
Sort of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. This is, something that Jackson like also kind of gave to me too.
Mm.
When we were doing Freestyle Nation, he was like, you can have a persona when you dance.
Yeah,
and create personas. So like, with breaking, like I don't really necessarily like to be aggressive like all the time. Yeah, because like for me, I'm like I'm not like in your face like yeah all the time.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like having like a persona just to like get me in that like you know that energy, like I feel like that's like really beneficial, I guess, within like my freestyle. So like right. Yeah, first the song, yeah, how it makes you feel, and then I guess like yeah envisioning like a place, and then the character comes next.
Yeah. Cool. So it's like building everything ground up from the song. Yeah,
piece by piece. Yeah.
So it's like, I guess that concept of envisioning an environment around you, it's like it comes really naturally to you. So it's like if you listen to a song and then just close your eyes and just envision a place, like don't even like try really hard to do it, because with some songs you'll close your eyes and you're like, I can't see anything. Like
it's all darkness. darkness.
But like some songs you'll listen to and you're like, and it's like it's so clear.
Yeah. Yeah. But with other songs, like you can't really like, I guess like feel it as much.
Yeah, exactly.
Or like envision like a place. Like,
yeah.
And that's why like sometimes it's like hard to dance to like just like songs you're not really, I guess, feeling at times. Yeah.
And that's the thing as well. I think everyone's movement, like it goes so deep. It's like their texture, their speed of movement, like the way they have their internal groove and all these different things. Like people always will, I guess, feel certain types of music better, and also their dance will suit some types of music better.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's like if Andy's doing like a really chill, like groovy breaking set, and then like this hardcore crump song comes on, like
yeah, it's not gonna go.
It's not gonna really match. Right? But he can change up like his texture and everything to match it. But yeah, that's just an example.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of music, I think it's time for what music?
Oh, wait, does this come before the lightning round?
I mean, it doesn't really. We can do it either way, right?
I guess so.
What music are you listening to?
Wow, there we go. That's all the theme song.
That's the theme song. Welcome to What Music Is Everyone Listening To That's This Week.
That's this segment.
It's a segment. Right. So, yeah. What's going on, guys? What's everyone listening to this week? Ryan, you want to start?
I guess it's kind of self-explanatory, like the title of the segment, right? But I have been listening to Snail's House.
Snail's House? What's
you
that?
You know Snail's House? Snail's House is like a producer.
Wow.
I don't know.
Does he live in a snail house?
Maybe. I don't actually know that much about them. Right. But their music is really, really cool. It's like, when I listen to it, it like puts me in a place, you know?
Wow.
Like,
in a snail's house.
In a snail's house. But they have like songs, songs like this, right? Here, let me play. Where it's like really, really chill. Right, that's it.
I'm in like a snail's house.
It's just like two chords.
Two chords, right? So it's like really chill songs like that.
Mm.
Okay. And then they also have songs where it's like, here, let me.
Okay.
Whoa. Right, it's like very like, whoa, what is this?
That is more than a snail's house.
It's very like, yeah, cool kind of like.
Oh, this reminds me of Zelda.
to an extent, yeah. It's like, yeah. It sounds like kind of like video game music.
Mm. There's all these different vibes that like this producer creates, and it's just so interesting, like listening to all these songs, and it like puts me
in a mood.
Yeah, in a mood. I'm like, what is going on? And it just like, yeah, like that environment kind of thing we were talking about before. Like it puts, it's easy for me to envision a place listening to that music. So yeah, I've just been listening to that.
Cool.
Yeah.
What you been listening to, Andy?
Me? Well, I feel like I always return back to like these two kind of like albums sometimes.
Mm.
Yeah. So like there's this one called Between Days by Far Caspian, and that's an EP. And then there's this album called Foreplay by Mild Orange.
Oh, yes.
And it's very like very nice. Has chill, some chill vibes.
Nice.
Yeah. Andy's music taste is always very cool. Like it's always like music that you don't usually listen to, and then when you hear it, you're like, I understand it.
But yeah, it's like. Yeah, I always come back to those two albums sometimes when I'm just like relaxing
or yeah,
like just
yeah.
like yeah, doing stuff around the house. I'll just play them.
Nice.
Yeah. And also like I've also been listening to like just a lot of rain too.
Just rain sounds.
Yeah. Just rain
sounds.
Just
yeah.
rain.
Just play it in the background. It's like
that's lovely.
Sound.
That's calm.
Yeah.
Love my vibe's been completely different.
Oh, okay.
I've been partying all week.
Oh, serious?
No jokes. I've just been listening to Travis Scott.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know, I've been in a mood. Want to listen to party music, really loud music.
Have you listened to The Scots?
Yep. I don't really vibe with it.
Oh, really?
Nope. Don't really vibe with it.
I just like it because Kid Cudi is.
Kid Cudi
is on it.
Yeah. Kid Cudi. Yeah.
Yeah. I just like Kid Cudi.
I don't really vibe with it.
Okay. Fair enough.
But yeah. Travis Scott, that's my vibe this week.
I'm the only one who played music.
Sorry. Do you want me to play?
No, it's
everyone
fine.
Knows Travis Scott.
Oh, okay.
That would be heavily copyrighted.
That would be. But yeah, no, that's interesting. It's also, it's so, I think it's good to like hear what people are listening to and also be like, this music isn't always stuff we dance to.
Mm.
A lot of the time we listen to music.
I don't dance to Travis Scott.
Yeah.
It's
like, because I think for us as dancers, I don't know if you guys have felt this way, but like for a long time at the start, I was listening to music and I was like, that I would dance to, and I was like, I kind of don't like just listening to this just by itself because I feel like I should dance
dancing.
To it.
Yeah.
So it's like I listen to music where it's like I don't really dance to it all the time, you know?
Yeah, I feel that. Like it's like you listen to a song, you're like, hey, I really like this song to listen to, but not to dance to.
Yeah.
You know?
And
you get those very rare songs that's like, I like listening to this and dancing to this.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, oftentimes it's like we don't dance to what we listen to.
Mm. It's like a line like that we kind of create.
When we train, we'll listen to that music, obviously, because we're training.
Mm.
But like, when we're just chilling out, listening to music, we don't listen to what we train to because then we think about training.
Yeah, it's like two different playlists. You have like a dance playlist and then you have like playlists that you just like chill vibe out with.
Yeah. I agree.
There you go. Inside into our
How many playlists
minds.
Do you guys have?
I have quite a few, I think.
You have quite a few?
Depends on the mood.
Do you create a lot of playlists, Andy?
Yeah, I guess.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
You probably have way more than me. I've seen your playlist. There's like
70, 80, 90, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34,
All right, I don't have that many.
All right, I have like 40 playlists.
I probably have like six.
Yeah, I have like
eight.
I have like eight.
Wow. I just like create them for like very
specific vibes.
Things. Like I have one for like choreo maybe. So like things I might choreograph to. And then I have another one for like choreo done. So the songs I have choreographed to. So like I move them from the maybe to the done.
It's like a filing system.
Yeah, legit.
It's like a completed work.
I have
uncompleted.
I have this one playlist that's just called Now. So it's like the music I'm listening to right now.
Yeah.
And then I just add it to that and then remove stuff.
Remove it.
I also have one called Reflect, where you're, you know, reflecting to stuff.
Oh, I can hear Monty.
What else? Oh, he's Monty. Coming. He's coming. I have a workout playlist, you know, lots of things, lots of different things. Josh.
Come here, boy.
Josh, if you can focus on
Sorry.
The podcast.
Yes,
thank
I am.
You. Thank you very much.
He's just doing a little waddle.
That's... I understand that he's adorable.
He's adorable,
but you
dude.
You need to focus on the podcast.
Okay. We're here. Yes, I'm back.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Cool. So cool. That's what everyone's been listening to?
That's what I've been listening to.
That was What Have You Been Listening To?
It's a different thing each time. What music are we listening to? That was it. That was perfect.
That was actually pretty good.
You can't top that.
Yeah. Oh, here he is.
Thank you.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Yeah.
The one and only Monty.
If you want to see Monty, visit the video podcast.
This is the video
for
podcast.
Those of you who are watching the audio. Oh, he's like...
He's chilling.
Yeah, he's... Okay, maybe he's not even in the video.
No.
Anyway, okay. This
he's
is
the camera. All right.
Okay. That means it's time for...
Lightning questions with Andy.
Probably won't be
lightning
quick,
round questions with Andy.
Let's go.
The anyway. Questions that we answer quickly but goodly. So we know how it works. Let's kick this right off. Did you get the photo that I sent you, by the way?
Photo? Did you send me it to
I sent you
just
a photo.
Now?
What is this
no,
photo?
I sent you like before.
Oh, yeah.
It's the photo of the questions.
Oh, okay.
Boom.
I thought like there was this question that involved
it's a
photo.
It's a photo of you shirtless.
Oh.
This is the best photo I've ever seen.
Okay. First question. Favorite color?
Navy blue.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. That's different. I like that.
Top three talents you think you have.
Top yes. three talents.
Brag about yourself.
Brag about yourself. Tell us what's good.
I guess piano would be one.
Yes. Andy's so good at piano.
Piano. Maybe I won't include dance in this.
You know, we tried to not include dance.
Yeah. So, yeah, piano. I'd say table tennis, even though I haven't played it in a while.
Yo.
He smashes me every time we play.
I would like to play table tennis now.
Third talent. I guess more with musical instruments, I guess. Like, I used to play sax
yeah.
in band.
Ooh.
And like
you can play guitar?
Yeah, a little bit. But I don't know if that's, like, a big talent.
Right.
Oh, wait.
But it's still a talent.
It's still
wait,
a talent.
There's also, like...
The fact that you can do it.
There's also, I guess, like, drawing. I used to draw a lot.
Yes.
Too,
nice.
I yep. also stopped that.
That's how...
But Andy, I should get back Andy into it. Actually designed his team's... logo for East West Connection.
Yeah, for Freestyle
Nation.
Nation.
Yeah.
And then Lawrence,
and I
like,
remember Rob showing me that sketch, and I was like, damn, that's kind of fresh. And then it ended up being it, and I was like, yo, I saw it.
And Andy's also doing some stuff for Project One that you might
what?
See soon.
Maybe. Yeah. Oh, yes, definitely.
Yes, you definitely yes. will see soon.
Sick.
But yeah, I reckon Andy's very multi-talented.
Yeah, multi-talented person.
Like,
thank you.
A lot of things that like you just... Don't know he's talented at.
He's also
is.
Quite strong. Andy's yes. quite strong. Like
as
like,
a human,
as a human, and
physically and emotionally,
in both ways.
Yeah.
All right. Favorite style and why?
Favorite style of dance?
Yeah. Currently.
Currently.
Yeah. I feel like we should add dance style to this when you're asking that question.
Favorite style. Could
favorite
be anything.
Style. I like the e-boy movement.
E-boy movement.
Favorite style. would be, I reckon House.
Mm. Right now. Oh, okay.
Because I'm trying to get more into it. So
like that. I like
seeing,
that.
Seeing more of it.
So. Nice. Nice. Nice.
Okay. Who did you most dislike when you first joined P1?
I wouldn't say I disliked anyone. I kind of just like minded my own business.
Okay, but
like,
who was the most?
The most.
Who was the least that? Least
who did you keep
liked?
Your distance from the most?
Or just liked the least, not disliked, the most.
I have no idea. I don't think there was anyone.
It is too kind.
There you go.
It is too kind.
He's too nice.
It is too kind.
Wow.
I was just like, yeah, just chilling.
Just chilling.
My own business.
Yeah.
All right then. Wow. Name three dance inspirations for you.
Three dance inspirations. Yeah, it's got to be Project One.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Cured. Everyone at the studio, Project Beats Dance Studio.
Oh.
And yeah, I guess like the third inspiration is like a mixture of things, you know, like, you know, obviously, yeah, first was like MJ, and then, yeah, over the course of like our years together, it was like, you know, Quest Crew, Kinjas.
Yeah.
You know, just, yeah, stuff like that. And
Franklin Yu.
Yeah, Franklin Yu. Yeah.
I asked and for three. But 10 is okay.
And then there's like, okay. Yeah, all these other.
10 is acceptable.
Like, yeah, just dances that are just like around. Yeah.
Mario, Cloud. Yeah.
B-Boy Mario, Cloud. And yeah, like just a lot of things. For House, I'd say there's like this Japanese dancer called Kane, like K-E-I-N. And yeah, I think his style's pretty cool too. Yeah, Chip introduced me to him he just showed me a video and I was like, whoa.
Yeah,
whoa.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Epic.
Oh, also Tony Ray knows too.
Yeah. Ooh, so
don't
cool.
forget.
Yeah. All right, okay. If you could have any superpower, what would it be? Oh. My favorite
and
question.
Why?
Okay, I gotta think about this one. Like I would say teleportation, but that's boring. You know, everyone chooses that.
He just dissed everyone who said teleportation.
Didn't you say teleportation?
Including me.
Yeah, teleportation.
Yeah, damn right. Boring. You're boring.
Teleportation.
What did you choose? Shadow,
you're boring.
You're boring.
Yeah, teleportation is convenient. I agree to that. You know, I wanna think of like a really interesting power to have.
Yeah,
I reckon.
Right, as you're thinking, I'll just keep calling Josh boring. You're boring. You're boring. All right, sorry. Okay,
you can maybe continue. Like, I guess maybe like the superpower to like just like learn. Anything, I guess.
Be or a
maybe,
sponge.
Yeah, be a sponge. And like,
so like learn any skill.
Can maybe like a superpower to learn other superpowers.
Ooh.
OP! Yeah, OP well, alert!
That, too is, OP. That is pretty OP.
OP alert!
That's just saying like, my power is every power.
That's like if someone said, you get three wishes, what do you wish for? I wish for unlimited
okay,
wishes.
Okay, maybe not that then. Maybe not that. Maybe the power to steal powers.
Oh,
or give, so like, give like away powers. You know, like in My Hero Academia, you know, yeah. Like how
would it be like
you can pass on the power or like
right.
give other people powers?
Yeah.
All for one, one for all.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff.
Would it be like you steal that power and that's the only power you can use until you change?
Maybe.
So
I reckon
it
that
wouldn't just be like you're just
like
building
Kirby.
Up powers until you're overpowered.
Right.
Like Kirby, so you like absorb the power.
Absorb their, like their energy
you
and
become,
you're them until you change.
What if the way you had to do it is like you had to pluck one of their hairs and ingest it?
Yuck.
That'd be really hard to do.
Yeah, but you have to like sneak up on like,
delicious.
But you get so good at eating hair.
Yeah.
You I like guess never that's not a skill you really need, but
that is the superpower, hair eating.
Hair eating. Would you take it if you had to eat like a ball of their hair?
Ooh. Like a rubber band ball.
Yeah.
Ooh. No.
All right, not that dense.
I don't think so.
Just like a fluff.
If ball. It was like a strand, maybe, but like a big bunch.
Yeah.
No thanks.
No. No. It would like get stuck and I'll die.
You get a hairball. All right. One skill that you want to master.
A skill that I want to master. I reckon having really good interpersonal skills.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, because I feel like, having, like, and making good connections with people, you know, and, like, conversing well and having good relationships is, I guess, really important. Mm. And, like, I feel like COVID-19, due to, like everyone being in lockdown and stuff, I feel like people have reflected a lot on like connections and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like it's just important to like be able to talk to people and
100%. Yeah. I think something like I've always noticed about you is your presence is so calming. Like you can probably tell just by listening to the podcast as well. Like me and Josh are usually like, but like now we're just like, yes.
I feel like I've never been so quiet in a podcast before.
It's just so calming. That's what I've noticed.
It's
about
the vibe.
You.
Yeah, thanks, yeah, man.
The vibe you give off. It's dope. Makes me feel warm and fuzzy.
Makes me feel nice and cozy.
Yes. Like tea.
That tea is like cold and bitter, so maybe that is not that tea. Nice. But the like warm, nice tea. All right. What is your favorite food?
Favorite food. Can I say like noodles?
Yeah.
You go ahead.
I guess so. Yeah.
Any food.
What's like top three noodles?
Top three noodles. I don't really have a top three. I just like to eat. Yeah.
So would you just eat like raw, like just noodles?
Raw noodles. It depends.
Okay, maybe not raw noodles. Like cooked noodles.
Straight out.
I meant
straight out raw.
I meant just like noodles. Like if. Just noodles.
Like the
or is there a particular like instant noodle that you like or like?
Like okay, you would eat just like noodles without like rice noodles, like flat rice noodles with nothing on it.
Well, that's still food, right? It's like very plain,
sustenance,
kind of boring, but
sustenance.
It's still sustenance, yes.
Right. Do you prefer noodle soups or dry noodles?
Oh, I'd say noodle soups.
Noodle soups. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
I wasn't asking you, George.
That's fine.
Silence. It was like,
yeah, it was good.
It was good silence.
I'm still waiting to see how long the longest silence can be. like, can we reach a full 20 seconds?
I feel like it'd be really awkward if like it was. Sorry, was I supposed to do the 20?
That was supposed to be it. But that's okay. No, we'll do it. We'll do it one day. One day on the podcast.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you love Monty?
So stupid.
Zero. No.
No.
I'd say
you never expected.
I give it a 10.
Oh,
yeah.
Monty's adorable.
Yeah, every time I go to and visit Ryan, Monty always comes
sniffs
up to
knees.
Me and says hello. So
yeah,
yes, he's a very affectionate dog.
He is.
Yeah,
he sniffy is. Knees.
He loves affection, and
he does, and attention.
And attention.
The other day, he was just like, I was just in my room, right, and then like he so he can do this thing where he like pushes the door open with his face.
Oh,
he just
like
mushes his face into the door until it opens. So he did that, right? And then he was just like staring up at me. And then I was like, oh, hey man, what's up? And then he's just like, just blankly staring at me. Like, all right. And then I go down to pat him, right? And then he just like forces his head into myself.
Oh.
Like he just like rubs his head all along me. And yeah, I'm like, all right. And then he just leaves.
He's like a cat.
Yeah. I swear he was raised in like a cat's home or something.
Maybe
he acts like a cat so much.
Maybe he was.
He also does this thing where he scratches on the door.
It's like a cat.
Like a cat, right? And it almost sounds like a human, like knocking on the door.
It's weird.
Yeah. Like he's learned to knock on the door for you to let him in and stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
The other week I was sitting there and he came like in between the gap between my leg and the couch and like he just pushed his way through my leg and then like was just
shimmying. He likes like just scratching just rubbing, on things.
And I was like,
it's like a cat.
You good, bro? And he's like, yes, I am.
He's such an old man. He just doesn't care anymore.
He's adorable.
Yeah.
All right.
Last question. Finish with this. Anything you want to say to the viewers of the podcast?
Yeah.
Anything at all?
I'll just say thanks for just showing your support and just like trying to, I guess, like know each and every one of us and like what we do. I really appreciate it a lot. And I'm sure Ryan and Josh appreciate it as well. Thank you for, just supporting Project One as a whole.
Damn.
That was really
very
good.
Yeah, very
that
eloquent.
Was really good.
Wow.
Well done. That was fantastic.
How does your mind work? How do you plan sentences before you say it? Or do you just like say it? And you're just naturally like, you say good.
Very articulate.
You speak good.
Really? I speak good?
To
me, I don't think I actually speak that well.
Oh.
To be honest.
I feel like every time you speak, it's like people like...
It's thought out.
It's thought out and people listen and like you have lots of information. Like every time you say a sentence, it's like very efficient.
Andy provides bibliographies with every sentence.
I have like references.
When I take a look back at
2014 was the year of this, on this date, this time.
But I feel like, yeah, your words are very, what's the word? Like, they have a lot of weight to them. So like,
they're not blank words.
Yeah.
Mm. Thanks.
Do you Thank you. Think before like you speak, or does it just naturally happen that way?
I do think before I speak.
I thought that was just
I
do
mean,
think.
Like, if I just Duh. If I just spoke, I guess I don't know.
Mm.
It would just be like gibberish.
Wasted
gibberish.
Gibberish.
I don't know.
That's like me. That's what I do. I just don't think before
I
speak.
He says and that, then he goes, "Hold on, mid sentence. Let me think about
Let
this.
Me think. Let me think."
Yes, because you have a question, right? And then, you just gotta. I don't know where I'm going with this, but you have.
Finally.
No. Okay. Yeah.
You have a question, and then.
Yeah. So you have time to answer it. And
right.
It gives you time to think. So.
Andy's a good active listener.
Yes.
Rather than just listening like to a conversation, just be like, "Oh yeah, cool." He'll listen
like
and he'll like respond.
Mm.
Properly.
Very, very observant, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rather than just giving a blank answer.
It's something like, yeah, I've been studying recently. It's like how to actually have like a decent conversation with someone, or not a decent conversation, but like decent communication with someone, right? And it was this concept of like, communication isn't I give you information, you give me information.
Yeah.
It's you give me information. That's the communication.
Yeah.
Right? And then later on, like in another set of communication, then I would give you the information. So my job, if you're communicating to me, is listening. Right?
Yeah.
But so many people like just tune out after the first like
couple of sentences.
Mm. Or just the start of your the way you speak.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like I need to listen to you and repeat back to you what you're saying to me.
Yeah.
Right. So you say something, for example, like, "Oh, recently I've been not enjoying locking." For example.
Yeah.
I don't know. Obviously not, but like maybe you say
maybe
that
I
to
am.
Me.
No kidding.
You say that to me, and I'm like, "Oh, so you're not enjoying locking, right?" And then like you're like, "Oh, yes, and this and this and
it
this."
It kind of validates that you were listening.
Yeah. But also at the same time, it's like when I repeat back information to you, what's funny is sometimes you will correct me. You'll be like, "No, no, no, I actually enjoy locking." And then I'll be like, "Huh." So I just made you like, I guess, think and reevaluate
yeah.
what you're actually feeling. So that helps you sort out your feelings, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, and also by doing that, think of it like this way. Like usually when we speak to people, there's like, if you draw it as like a graph, it's like a Y, yeah? You start together, and then as you say different things, you go apart from each other, right? So, but instead, if I listen to you, right? So I go with you, then it's so much easier for me to take you in a certain direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I want you to think about something a certain way, or think about something in general, right? And instead of saying, "Oh, think about this, think about this, think about this," and you're like, "I'm going this way," then we just grow further apart, right?
Yeah.
But instead, if you say something like, "Oh, I don't enjoy this," and then I'm like, and maybe I'm trying to make you be like, "Oh, try something else out." Instead of me just being like, "Try something else out," that's a very alien idea, right?
Yeah.
So instead I go, "Oh, so you're not enjoying locking?" And you're like, "Yeah, this, this, this." And I'm like, "Oh, this, this, this. Why don't you try this? And maybe you'll come a bit this way." And then maybe halfway through you'll be like, "Oh, no." And then you split back off this way. So I listen, 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 and then bring you back, and then bring you back. And then eventually you'll be on this side rather than on this side where you were.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, so that's like
guiding the conversation.
Yeah, a concept I've been thinking about recently. It's like how to communicate effectively, because so much of the world recently, I feel like, has been so caught up in like just disagreeing with each other.
And all this.
Yes,
all
and
this.
On your phone and like hiding behind anonymity and all this but... That's the first.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
It's okay. Rob will bleep it out. Rob will bleep it out. Oh no.
Oh my I can't god. Believe that just happened.
I can't believe that just happened.
It just flowed.
It just flowed. Anyway. if we didn't say anything, maybe like it would have been fine.
Yeah, it would have been fine.
It probably would have been
now
fine.
Now it's not fine.
Now it's not fine. Damn it. All right. But like, because people disagree so much, I'm passionate about this. That's why.
Yeah.
It's like, instead of disagreeing with each other so adamantly, instead we need to listen to each other so then we can, you know, talk to people like,
yeah.
like normally, you know, and actually convince people. Like, what's the last time you actually listened to someone who's like yelling at you? Right? What's the last time you were actually like, oh, let me see, let me hear what you have to say. If someone's just like disagreeing with you and yelling at you.
Not
ever, like, right? Yeah. So it's like, instead you listen to them, you guide their thinking in a certain way. And if they still don't, then, you know, that's on them.
Mm.
But yeah, that's what I've been thinking recently. Yeah. Just,
cool.
Just talk to each other.
Cool.
Discuss more.
Nice. I feel like this podcast definitely helps with that though. Being able to like talk to each and every one of you guys.
Mm.
So,
and I think like we don't really disagree on a lot of things.
No.
In like, Project One.
What do you mean?
Oh no.
I'm just kidding.
Disagree.
I think, yeah, it's like how do you feel like when we have disagreements in Project One, Andy, how do you feel like we deal with it? Mm. Like what's the way we what's the way you
battle?
Battle.
I guess. Yeah, you could battle. I don't know. But how I deal with it when we have disagreements.
Mm.
Hmm. I feel like, I don't know. I just try and just see why, as to why we have it first. Like, what's the reason? And, like, first of all, like how people kind of, I guess, feel about the situation. Like, you know how sometimes, like, during, like, tense situations, like competitions when we feel, like, really nervous. Yeah, everyone's, like, feeling different things. And I just try and, like, observe and, I guess, like, assess.
Yeah.
Assess it, like, in my own way.
Assess the situation.
Yeah, and, yes, see, like, what the energy is, like, first.
Mm.
And then... act accordingly right. to that.
Yeah.
Like we said, analyzing the situation. That's what Andy's good at.
I think that also like brings it back to even like you can take that same concept from the music, right? Like how we listen to music. You build it from the ground up. You find the vibe and then you add this and then you add this. Same thing with like resolving a conflict, right? You have to understand the situation first. You understand the why, everything. And then you're like, this is how I should act. This is how I should resolve it. And then it naturally kind of fits, right? So it's like, why will we try and go against, you know, things to push it a certain way? This is something I struggle with. I feel like I push you guys in the wrong way sometimes. But like, how do we like get people with us? Like get people to run with us rather than just be like, come with me. Be like, oh, hey, you want to come with me? All right, let's go. Let's run together. You know, instead of just being like, come on, let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah. Cool. But yeah, I think that's always been something like I found you've been really good at. It's just like understanding, like thinking about everyone for one. And then just like.
Not picking sides too early.
Yeah, just taking it from there. Yeah.
Thank you.
Cool.
That's all good, man.
That's all good.
Do we have? A bromance.
You guys do a bromance. I think you do.
I think we've had a bromance for years.
Yes. For years.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. If you watch some of the videos that we make where we just like roll on each other and stuff, like a lot of them aren't like aren't posted anywhere for a good reason.
For a good reason.
But like even the latest Project One post.
On the Throwback Thursday.
I don't even remember doing that.
I don't remember doing
that. I remember you guys doing it. And I remember like, those are my legs, by the way, in case people didn't realize. Those are my legs. And I remember it happening and I was like, what is going on? But I was also kind of like, okay, this is happening.
You just got to accept it. You just got to.
I was kind of like, righto.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, cool. That was really good, Andy. That was a really nice interview.
Thank you.
Thank you for your insight into your journey in dance and some knowledge as well as to how Andy assesses situations and stuff. But yeah, thanks for coming out.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
No worries.
Where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Facebook mostly. I'm more active on Instagram, less active on Facebook. So Instagram, it's andrew.xua. And then Facebook, it's just andrewxu.
Cool.
Dope. Yeah.
So hot takes with Ryan, it's right now. Oh my God, it's coming. Wow. It's always here. All right.
Okay, hot take. Hot take this week is your inner thoughts will directly be... Wait. No. All right. I messed it up already.
Retake. Right. Hot takes with Ryan. It's coming. It's right now.
All right. Your self-talk will always be influenced by the people around you if you let it. So who are you surrounding yourself with? Are you surrounding yourself with people who have the right talk so you can influence your inner talk to become a better person or not? That's up to you. You choose. You're the person in charge.
Damn. That was a hot take.
It's a hot take.
Mm.
Hot
take. That was the hottest of takes.
That's something I've noticed recently. Yeah. A lot of reflecting recently.
Mm. A lot of reflecting.
But it's like, do you notice that you always copy the cadence and the rhythm and like yes. how people speak around you?
Yep. I guess, yeah. Like the external affects the internal.
Mm. Yeah. Exactly. And then it's like, whatever you hear and whatever you repeat, that's what you're going to repeat to yourself.
Mm. It's kind of like a nature versus nurture thing.
Right. Yeah. And then it's like, what you repeat to yourself is what you will become, right?
Mm.
It's like with memories, people say that we're made of our memories, but memories are altered very much by the way you tell the story
yes.
of your memory.
Yes.
So you're not really your memories. You're the stories you tell yourself.
Yes.
Mm.
So what stories are you telling yourself?
Are you telling yourself lies?
Hot take.
Hot take.
Hot take.
Hottest take. Hot all right, Ryan. Take. I think we're ready to wrap it up.
All right. So if you want to follow us on at Project One Official on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, anywhere you want to. Actually, not anywhere you want
not
to.
Anywhere
like
you
if
want
you looked
to.
On like Pinterest, we're probably not there.
Probably not there. Or like, you know, like those other platforms, like what is like, it? MySpace. Does that even exist anymore?
I'm pretty sure. Wait, haven't we talked about this before? We've talked about how MySpace is like
we should make a MySpace.
Music thing.
Is it?
I think so. It's like a music
show. Let's make a MySpace.
All right. You want to do that? You got to do that.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, you can follow me at ryan.rt or Josh at...
Josh.page...
Josh underscore page 7.
Damn.
Maybe I should just...
You should just do me
I should
well.
Just do you yeah. for... What?
Sorry, what?
So thank you guys so much for watching. Please leave a comment. And next week we'll...
It'll probably be Amanda.
Next week will be Amanda.
Yeah.
Jade's busy. We'll have Jade after that. Yeah. Sorry, we didn't do it exactly in alphabetical order.
Yes.
That's fine.
We'll get there eventually.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for watching and supporting and listening. And yeah, if you want, leave a comment, leave a review in app. It really helps us out.
Yes.
That's the only way like we really get this podcast out there because we're not really pushing it anywhere else. So yeah, please share it with your friends if you think that they'll enjoy it or they'll get something out of it. We really appreciate you guys listening because yeah, we are doing this just for fun.
Just for fun.
And we hope that you guys are having fun too.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
That's about it.
I think yeah, that's it. All right.
That's it.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Well, let's wrap this up.
All right.
Because this has been Project One.
This
is Project
Wait,
One.
You can't say. I think I feel like that was so.
This is Project One.
Because I was messing you up so much. So you want to do it again?
Take three. Ready?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. This is.
So what?
This is Project One. You know what? We're just signing out.
I reckon.
I'll just say it.
Andy.
All right, Andy, say it. This is Project One, and we're
signing out.
I'm sorry, Josh.
That was so funny.